presents Roman's Countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Kia ora, Zoe.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. If anyone is really confused, they've just woken up and they suddenly think it's Friday. It's not, it is Tuesday. We've done a little swapsie with Viewmaster and Theatre Guide from here on out. So It's nice to have you in on this Tuesday morning.
I know, it feels quite odd to be honest, but I'm happy to be here, happy it managed to get swapped.
Yeah, I'm stoked that we can keep doing it. And What is going on in the theatre world at the moment, Zoe?
Thanks, Tess. Tess just brought in a coffee, which looks amazing. Yeah. The theatre world. So I guess now that it's on Tuesday, everyone has a lot more time to prepare and get their tickets. This Friday, there is a drag show on at Gaybar, G.A.Y, and it is a showcase of Club Kid-inspired drag, and the theme is Titans, which, you know, seems pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Greek
Sounds
mythology. Fun. The doors open at 8 p.m. for a 9 p.m. start, and it's $15 on the door, or you can book at Event Finder.
Wicked.
So that sounds pretty cool.
That's pretty cheap as.
Yeah.
Go and have a good time.
Also, there's a play on at Pump House called Skylight, which is quite a famous play. It premiered in 1995 and then went on to win, I think, an Olivier and a Tony Award.
Ooh la la.
It cast Bill Nighy in his first starring role in 1997.
I love that guy, honestly. I love Bill Nighy. I will watch any movie with him in it, even if the movie is crap, because he will always be good in it. I stand by this. He's good in everything, even the really bad movies.
All right. Well, unfortunately, he's not in the Pump House production of the play.
But he's in the history of it.
He's in the history of it. And if it's good enough for him to act in, it's probably going to be pretty good. It's sort of a love story that has class elements tied into it. It's a man and a woman, and they they're sort of bound together by this shared experience, but are quite divided by income and attitude.
Ooh.
It'd be interesting to see how it's dated from, like, being written in 1995, because maybe this is just my own opinion, but I feel like maybe the income divide wouldn't be as important now? Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe it'd be more so. We'll find out.
We will find out.
People go and watch.
But yeah, so that's on at the Pump House. It's actually on already, so if you had nothing to do tonight, you could go at 7:30 for $37 if you're an adult and $25 if you're a student. But it's on until Saturday.
So you got lots of time.
You got
the whole week. You got the whole week to go.
Yeah, and then also there's still some online content coming out, not sort of big plays, but here in Auckland, Proudly Asian Theatre Company has a video series that's come out. And so what they've done, they've taken some of their best fresh off the page plays where people just sort of read the script that they've written. They've chosen four of them to develop into bigger productions.
Cool.
And so this video series is for one of them called Sweet, Sour and Salty. It's by John Rata. And he is doing this series to sort of further develop and get inspiration for his play, because it's about Filipino people coming to New Zealand and that experience. So he's interviewing quite a few Filipino creatives at the moment.
Cool.
Marianne Infante is who he interviewed in the first video, and I imagine there'll be more coming out soon.
Awesome. And so that's all online to watch.
Yeah, so they've got a fancy new website now, so you can go to the Proudly Asian Theatre website and check it out there.
Flash.
Or just go through their Facebook page. That always seems pretty good.
Excellent. Well, that's a good lineup of things there, Zoe.
Yeah, and also if you did want to get into the spirit of Basement opening up again, which is going to happen at the end of this month, I believe, they've had for quite a while now this weekly sort of recommendations from Basement artists called Live, Laugh, Love.
Great name.
Yes. And Bryony Skillington did the most recent one, and it's sort of all of her recommendations, the content that she's been enjoying, everything from podcasts to recipes. And it's just a good quick read, and there are heaps to read through if you want with different creatives at Basement. So if you want to get into the spirit and get excited for Basement opening up again and remember everything that you loved about it, they'd be good to flick through.
Sounds great. Wish the listeners saw your festive jig just then.
Basement spirit.
Yeah. Moving my
hands.
I'm sure
they can imagine from that.
Probably.
Hey, Zoe, pleasure to have you in. We'll see you next Tuesday.
See you on a Tuesday.
Woohoo! We love a calendar change.
Yes.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Thank you, Zoe. And yes, the basement.